Let's go to Michigan now, where Governor Gretchen Whitmer today called out President Trump's rhetoric as one of the reasons an extremist group hatched a now foiled plot to kidnap her. 13 men who were part of the group, the Wolverine Watchmen, faced several charges, including terrorism and conspiracy to commit kidnapping. Authorities say the group also wanted to bomb the state capitol and incite a civil war before the election. For more on the latest, let's go to Rick Pluta, who covers state politics for Michigan Public Radio Network. And Rick, thanks for joining us.
Glad to do it.
Rick, for people just tuning into this shocking story, remind us who these men are and how this plot got exposed by the FBI.
They are members of basically two small cells that self-identify as part of the militia movement. They're vigilantes, basically. And they found each other and they started plotting different ways that they could basically get back at the government, in part because of COVID-19 restrictions, but they're basically anti-government. And then as the plot got further and further along and it turned to kidnapping Governor Whitmer and putting her on quote-unquote trial for treason, which we don't know what they were planning, but traditionally is a death penalty offense, one of the conspirators got cold feet and got in touch with the authorities. That's the story, according to the FBI and the Michigan State Police.
You mentioned this. There's been a lot of vitriol in the state against Governor Whitmer for placing Michigan under some of the strictest lockdown orders in the country when the pandemic was just cresting in the spring. We recall that many armed rallies actually took place in response to the state capitol in Lansing. Is this what authorities suspect motivated these Wolverine Watchmen?
Well, what they say is that one of these gun rights rallies, one of these armed rallies where some of the protesters brought firearms into the state Senate gallery is where the initial group of conspirators actually met up and decided that they wanted to do something more. And so, yeah, I mean, this was absolutely about a whole bunch of things, a strong anti-government sentiment, gun rights, and this feeling that the governor was just imposing too many public health restrictions on people.
Well, Governor Whitmer has been very clear that she believes President Trump is complicit in this domestic terrorism plot against her and the people of Michigan. Here she is on Good Morning America. Let's listen.
Each time that he has said, liberate Michigan, and said, I should negotiate with the very people who were arrested because they're good people, that incites more domestic terror.
Rick, we recall Michigan is the state that President Trump won by just 11,000 votes in 2016. How are people there reacting to this?
Well, I think that people are shocked regardless. As a matter of fact, it took a while for a lot of people to just react because the situation is so bizarre. You know, when you look at the election, that Michigan remains sort of firmly locked in the leans Biden camp. And so I think the question is, in terms of reaction and acting on that reaction, is how does this motivate people? Does it motivate more people to want to get out and vote, especially during these times when voting itself is very unusual? And there are questions about, you know, how ballots are going to be counted. What's the situation going to be like at polls for people who choose to vote in person, which I guess is just a long way of saying that there's just a whole lot of I don't know out there.
Yeah. You know, we know a lot of people, though, took issue with Whitmer's lockdown orders, not just these extremist groups. The state Supreme Court just last week ruled that she did not have the authority to unilaterally extend the state's lockdown order past April 30th. So with the 30 seconds I have with you, where does this put Michigan now?
Okay, so very quickly, the state Supreme Court's ruling was an advisory ruling to a federal court, although that seems pretty clear the direction that it's taking. And so what the administration's response was to issue, instead of executive orders, public health orders that largely do the same thing. And we may see more legal challenges to those as well.
That's Rick Pluta, who covers state politics for Michigan Public Radio. Rick, thank you so much.
Thank you.